for Scratchy Grooves.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of all the people who have assembled here, I would merely like to mention, if I may, that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude for what our friend has done for us today. And therefore, I would simply like to say, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. I make a double dutch, but my delight is such, I feel as if a losing war's been won for me. And if I had a flag, I'd hang me flag at, to add a sort of final victory touch. Since I left me flag at home, I'll simply have to say, thank you very, very, very much.
Well, that was Anton Rogers from the movie Scrooge, expressing our appreciation for your support of Radiothon. I'm happy to announce, in case you haven't been listening, that we have reached our goal, and it's all due to you. I appreciate it, for those of you who called in your contributions to Scratchy Grooves. The station appreciates it. But Radiothon goes on until midnight tonight. And as you know, with the best intentions in the world, some people who call in their pledges to Radiothon and other such events aren't able to follow through for various reasons when they receive their pledge envelopes. We'd like to exceed our goal by a little bit more to make up for those who may fall by the wayside. What I'm saying is, the lines are open. We would much appreciate a call from you if you have not yet contributed to our Radiothon. Scratchy Grooves would appreciate it, the station would appreciate it, and we'd be in much better financial shape to continue on the rest of the year. Okay? The number. What is that number now? Seems to me I've heard it somewhere before. Oh, here it is. 451-2701. Your pledge to Scratchy Grooves, your pledge to WXDR would be much appreciated. We can cope with it. There are people here who can take your telephone call, and I'm hoping that those of you who have not yet contributed will follow through. All right, so much for the thanks. Now let's get to the please. Please contribute to WXDR's Radiothon. If you haven't called in your pledge yet, time is running out. You have until midnight tonight, and then Radiothon is history. Won't you call 451-2701 and help us surpass our goal? Please.
Oh, please, lend your little ear to my please. Lend a ray of cheer to my please. Tell me that you love me too. Please, let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charms. Every night my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. How long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. see that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. How long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too.
Bing Crosby. Please, if you have not yet phoned in your pledge to Radiothon, we are still accepting contributions. 451-2701 is a number. Tonight, though, I'm going to go a little light on you. Hit you pretty hot and heavy last week. And I think for the last 10 days, you've been hearing a lot of urging. We would like to have additional funds. If you can contribute something, doesn't matter how much, please call 451-2701. Tonight, though, I'm going to give you a theme. Last week it was money, appropriately enough. This week, thrushes. Yes, thrushes. Songbirds, warblers. To be precise, women vocalists with bands. You know, an awful lot of women who started out as band vocalists went on to greater things. In the movies, as singers and actresses, and, well, sexpots. We'll hear from a bunch of them tonight. Starting with the first woman vocalist to be signed up as a regular member of a popular orchestra, that of Paul Whiteman, here's Mildred Bailey.
Thank you. get this. Judgment Day is here. Chained to my rocking chair.
The great Mildred Bailey with Paul Wipen's orchestra. Before Mildred Bailey signed with Wipen, a lot of women vocalists sang with orchestras, but they weren't full-fledged members. They were engaged locally for specific dates. They didn't travel with the band and weren't really a part of the band. I don't know why. May have had something to do with morality of the time. Bands knocked about the country, traveling by bus or train or car, and maybe it was thought by some people there'd be some adverse criticism if a woman was known to be involved in that kind of group living. Your guess is as good as mine. But Mildred Bailey pioneered, and very shortly, an awful lot of women joined up to sing with bands on a regular basis. Let's hear from one of the early ones. This lady sang with Leo Reisman, and also later on radio with Paul LaValle's orchestra, and went on to great things in radio and television and movies, a superstar, Dinah Shore, Stardust.
Of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of song beside a garden wall where stars were bright. You are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew, though I dream in vain. Ever in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Dinah Shore. I guess we should do a little bit of soliciting of funds tonight, since Radiothon does go until midnight. Let me just remind you that we do have some thank you gifts for your pledges. For $25, which is a basic membership rate for WXDR, you become a member of the station, you get the quarterly program guide, and a new monthly newsletter, both of which I think you'll find interesting. That's for $25, and you have your choice of a white or blue baseball cap with the WXDR name on it. For $35, we have that famous cobalt blue coffee mug, a very handsome thing to have. $40, a duffel bag. And T-shirts, $30. A $30 pledge to WXDR's Radiothon will get you a T-shirt, all kinds of colors, all kinds of sizes, and if you call in, we'll tell you more about it. The number to call is 451-2701. 451-2701. Back to the Thrushes. Tonight's theme for Scratchy Grooves. Lena Horne sang with Noble Sissles Orchestra, then with Charlie Barnett, and for a time with Artie Shaw. Here's Lena Horne, Beale Street Blues.
Way. Old Market Street down by the Frisco Bay. I've strolled the Prado, I've gambled on the board. The seven wonders of the world I've seen. Take my advice, folks, and see Beale Street first. You'll see pretty browns in beautiful gowns. You'll see tailor-mades and hand-me-downs. You'll meet honest men and pickpockets skilled. You'll find that business never ceases till somebody gets killed. If Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds and walk, except one or two who never drink booze, and the blind man on the corner singing Beale Street Blues.
Great. Lena Horne. Great then, still great. Here's another girl vocalist. That's the theme tonight, in case you missed it. Scratchy Grooves. Girl vocalists, women who got their start singing with orchestras as regular members of the establishment. Here's a lady who got her start with Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, believe it or not. Didn't know she went back that far. Alice Faye. You can't have everything.
Stay there if you are a vexed one, a dreary, weary, and perplexed one. I've got trouble and he's got trouble, and you're no better than the next one. You will find your share of bliss if you just remember this. You that they get. Live and laugh and listen, don't be greedy. Help the needy, and you've got to get lucky, yes, indeedy. Poor man, rich man, beggar or king, you just can't have everything. So thank your stars above for a song in your heart, a penny in your pocket, and someone in your arms you love. Oh, you can't have everything. Be satisfied with so little that you may get. You can't have everything. Don't envy neighbors and the fortunes that they get. Live and laugh and listen. Don't be greedy. Help the needy, and you've got to get lucky, yes, indeedy. Poor man, rich man, beggar or king, you just can't have everything. So thank your stars above for a song in your heart, a penny in your pocket, and some sweet someone in your arms to love.
I'd like to think that that very flat note there toward the end was not Alice, and it was probably the fault of the recording. She occasionally did tend to go flat here and there. Spectacular career, though. Eventually married Phil Harris, had their own show for a while. Very successful gal who started out warbling with a band, of all things. Here's another one. Ruth Etting sang with Ben Sullivan's orchestra, and also, for a brief time, was with Ted Lewis's band before she hit the big time with Broadway and the Ziegfeld Follies, movies, radio, and one of the best-selling recording artists of all time, Ruth Etting, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes.
The boy.
was Ruth Etting dancing with tears in her eyes. Radiothon. To return to that fascinating subject, 451-2701 is the number. We would be very grateful for your call in with a pledge to our Radiothon. We have reached the goal, I'm very happy to say. But as I explained at the beginning of the program, not everybody who calls in with a pledge, for some reason or other, returns the money when the time comes. So we would like to go have a nice comfortable margin to make sure we have the $25,000 we need rather desperately to stay on the air and to do some of the things we plan to do, which require money. 451-2701. Operators are standing by. Well, actually, they're sitting down to take your calls. 451-2701. Now, let's turn to Doris Day. For several years, she was vocalist with Les Brown's orchestra. She started out in Cincinnati, her hometown, with Barney Rapp. She also sang with Bob Crosby for a time. Doris Day, Les Brown, Sentimental Journey. This is your roving reporter. I'm in Shangri-La, of all places. I'm here to find out what people think of WXDR. Wait a minute, here comes a man along right now. Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
My name is Conway.
Well, Mr. Conway, do you by any chance listen to WXDR?
I'm afraid so.
Well, just imagine that. That's very interesting.
The interesting question is, how?
Yes, well, you probably know then that we are conducting a radiothon, asking listeners to contribute money so that we can meet our expenses.
I'm a bit confused.
It's pretty simple, really. We need the funds to continue bringing listeners the kind of programming they want. Now, we can't just offer them fluff, can we?
No, they want something more concrete.
Yes, they do. By the way, would you be interested in contributing?
Oh, yes, I am very much interested.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Conway.
I feel it a great honor.
This is your roving reporter speaking from Shangri-La, returning you now to the WXDR studio. And here in the WXDR studios, you still have time to contribute to our radiothon. I want to thank Steve Hubschmidt, who called in with a pledge. Steve, appreciate that, helping to keep Scratchy Grooves on the air and helping to meet our goal, perhaps exceed our goal a little bit. Very nice. Now, though, it's request time. No, not tonight. This is a request from last week. It All Depends on You. Lady wanted to hear that sung by anybody. Well, here's one of the best singers in my estimation, 1927, Annette Hanshaw.
Depend on mothers for their tender care. Flowers depend on sunshine and the morning dew. Each thing depends on something, and I depend on you. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad. It all depends on you. Now I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it, go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you.
Waiting for that. That's all. Nearly every record Annette Hanshaw made, she ended with that. She was known as a That's All girl. Scratchy Grooves tonight. Girl vocalists, women singers with dance orchestras. If you would like to make a pledge to WXDR, the number is 451-2701. The same is true if you would like to request a tune to be played on this program. Give me a call, 451-2701, And we'll play it for you next week if we've got it. And chances are, with the number of records I've got, chances are we do have it. Dorothy L'Amour, another girl vocalist, sang with Herbie Kay's orchestra, The Moon of Manicura. Dorothy L'Amour. She went on to very, very great things in the motion pictures. Moon of Manicura. Well, incidentally, if you've looked up, the moon of Northern Delaware is pretty nice tonight, too. It looks full to me. Maybe that's where everybody is. They're out watching the moon. They're not calling 451-2701 to donate money to our radiothon. What else could they possibly be doing? I don't know. But we're here. If you enjoy this kind of music, if you enjoy WXTR, now's the time, ladies and gentlemen, to call in and tell us so and make a contribution. It doesn't have to be $25. It can be 35 cents if that's all you got. Whatever, whatever. Call in and contribute to our radiothon and make it an even better success than it is. As I explained earlier, we have met the goal, but that's no reason why we shouldn't try for more, because we lose some along the way, okay? Rosemary Clooney with Tony Pastor's orchestra for a number of years on her way to the top, and she's still pretty close to the top in my book, Love You Didn't Do Right By Me.
Didn't do right by me. You planned a romance that just hadn't a chance, and I'm through. Love, you didn't do right by me. I'm back on the shelf and I'm blaming myself, but it's you. My one love affair didn't get anywhere from the start. To send me a Joe who had winter and snow in his heart wasn't smart. Love, you didn't do right by me. As they say in the song, you done me wrong. My one love affair didn't get anywhere from the start. To send me a Joe who had winter and snow in his heart wasn't smart. Oh, love, you didn't do right by me. As they say in the song, you done me. Yes, Mr. Love, you done me wrong.
Now, there's a real thrush in my book, Rosemary Clooney. There's so many women who sang with orchestras, it'd be difficult to list them in a one-hour program. And it'd be certainly difficult to play them all. I've got a lot more to play for you in the time remaining. However, let's go through the list, just out of idle curiosity. Remember Janet Blair? Made a great many movies. Appeared in some Broadway shows, too, a couple that I know of. Sang with Hal Kemp's orchestra. Gloria DeHaven. Very popular musical movie star. She was with Jan Savitt for a time. And Muzzy Marcellino. Gail Storm. Remember the Gail Storm show on television? She sang with an orchestra leader, an orchestra led by Garwood Vann. Kay Starr. Still a popular singing star. Charlie Barnett and Joe Venuti. She sang with both those orchestras. Here's one that surprised me. She sang with Kay Kaiser's orchestra for a time. You might say she fronted the orchestra. Jane Russell. Marilyn Maxwell, known at that time as Marvel Maxwell, sang with Ted Weems and Buddy Rogers. The Lane sisters, Priscilla, Rosemary, and Lola, all of them went on to Hollywood fame, sang with Fred Waring. Betty Hutton, remember Volatile Betty? Vincent Lopez's orchestra. Here's also maybe a surprise to some people, Eleanor Holm, the Olympic swimming star. She sang with her husband's band, husband being Art Jarrett. Billie Holiday, of course, sang with Count Basie, Artie Shaw, made recordings with a great many other people. June Haver of the movies sang with Ted Fiorito. Betty Grable, remember Betty, the number one pinup of World War II, sang with Ted Fiorito and Hal Grayson. Cass Daly, a comedian in the movies, sang with Ozzie Nelson for a time. Dorothy Collins, big hit on the Your Hit Parade, sang with Raymond Scott. And the list goes on and on. And a great many women movie stars, radio stars, got their start trilling with a band. Here's one that may surprise you, too. She sang with Anson Weeks Orchestra. Here's a 1939 recording by Mrs. Leonard Sly, otherwise known as Mrs. Roy Rogers. Here's Dale Evans with a song, that was made by Neil Payne's favorite trumpet player, Bunny Berrigan. Dale Evans, I Can't Get Started With You. An air check, and they were made not to be played, but as a record, a record of a record. 1939, Anson Weeks Orchestra, and that was Dale Evans, Scratches and All. But you are listening to Scratchy Grooves, and you expect that sort of thing on this program. What you don't expect on this program is high pressure, and you haven't received any of that tonight, and maybe that's why we haven't done too well in the Radiothon. If you have any intention of contributing toward Scratchy Grooves and WXDR, you got about 9 minutes to do it. I go off the air at 8 o'clock. If you haven't contributed, won't you consider giving us something? We certainly can use the money. And if you appreciate the program, we would appreciate your contribution. 451-2701. Now here is half of a very famous team. She was married to Ozzie Nelson. Harriet Hilliard, Says My Heart.
chance, says my heart. But each time that I'm almost in your arms, this old school teacher brain of mine keeps ringing in false alarms. Then my head rules instead, and I'm wise to the scheme of that gleam in your eye. So I kiss and run, but the moment we're apart, oh, you fool, that was love, says my heart.
Ozzie Nelson Orchestra. Kind of an underrated orchestra in my estimation. Very good one. Harriet Hilliard singing. Thrushes tonight. Girl vocalists. Women singers with orchestras. Scratchy grooves. 1936. Here's a lady that sang with Chick Webb and went on to become a superstar. Ella Fitzgerald. Shine.
That's why they call
Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb's orchestra. This has been Scratchy Grooves. Tonight, Thrushes, girl vocalists with orchestras. This is Bill Chambliss, thanking you for listening. Stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Neil Payne and his program In a Mist. And I'll see you again next Sunday at